Water turned to blood. After a few days, Moses and Aaron went to see Pharaoh again. Pharaoh wanted them to do some great sign or wonder. Aaron threw his shepherd's rod down, and it became a serpent. So Pharaoh sent for his wise men and magicians. They tried the same thing, and their rods also became serpents. But something strange happened. Aaron's serpent swallowed all the other serpents. Pharaoh was still stubborn. He would not believe. God had told Moses and Aaron this would happen. God told them he would have to do several signs and wonders. God explained that the stubborn, hard-hearted king would finally let the people go, but it would take time. When God got through showing his power, Pharaoh would want to let the people go. God said, "The Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah." You are about to hear how God showed his almighty power to Pharaoh. These miracles are called plagues. God used these plagues to get his people free from slavery. They show how great God is. God even allowed the magicians to do some of the same miracles. God did this because Pharaoh was so mean. No one but God could really do anything like this. Will you count the plagues? Listen and learn how many God had to use before Pharaoh would let the people go free. The first plague happened when God said, "In the morning Pharaoh will go down to stand by the river. You shall be there to meet him. In your hand take the rod that turned to a serpent." Moses and Aaron obeyed and met the king as he walked along by the Nile River in the morning. "Jehovah says, 'Let my people go,'" said Moses. Pharaoh would not listen. Moses and Aaron went to the edge of the river. They lifted up the shepherd's rod in the air and then hit the water with the rod. A very strange thing happened. The water at that place began to turn pink, then red. All the water in the river turned to blood. All the water in all the ponds, streams, rivers, and lakes turned to blood. All the water in Egypt was blood. Of course, all the fish in the land died. In a few hours, the dead fish began to smell bad. The dreadful smell grew worse each day. Dead fish were being washed up on the bank of the river. The people had no fish to eat. They had no water to drink, no water for cooking, bathing, or anything. The people dug holes in the ground near the river, hoping to find water. There was no water anywhere in Egypt. This plague lasted 7 days. Do you think Pharaoh would let the people go now? He would not. He was stubborn. He still would not believe in God.
The message you have just